What'd you do with that grease? You
used it on the mill and on the wagon and, you know, what? Farm implement.
I see. What were the parts of a wagon? Can you tell me about the parts of the wagon?
Yeah, it got first started down the ground. It's got the wheel starts there, comes up, and then the axle. And then they got your rocking bolster on the back and front, and you stand it, stand, and then you bed on that, and then you got the tongue that goes out the beautiful bullet wheel.
Yeah.
And them wheels has got an iron band around it, so it won't wear it out going down the gravel road.
You call that iron thing the iron?
You call it a wagon top.
What about the wood inside of that?
Filler. And then the spoke. Then you go into the hub, and from the hub on into the boxing, and the boxing it'll go the skein on the axle. That's where it runs. It wouldn't wear out your face.
What did you call that thing that came back from that the traces were hitched to?
Double tree.
Double tree.
Had a double tree, and then they had two single trees on it. A two horse wagon had two single trees on it. Hitch traces in that single tree, and them two horses pull on that double tree.
Uh-huh.
And that double tree, they have a pin down through it and down through the tongue, and it carried the wagon.
Well, okay, a wagon had a tongue, but a buggy had
shaves. Then that was a double buggy had a pole, just like a wagon had a tongue.
I've seen a single buggy, but I don't think I've ever, maybe I have seen a double buggy, I don't know.
I think they still got a few of them running around New Orleans, don't they?
Yeah. You had to keep that axle well.
You'd grease it if you didn't, it'd go squeaking on you.
Yeah.
Cussing the driver.
Get grease on your hands?
Yeah.
You say your hands were.
Get them greasing if the way you could, like you, I'd be out there greasing the wagon. I got mine greased. Couldn't get to out, get none of that. They'd get me some sand and rub my hand in that sand. They could have bit that grease off. Then they'd get me an old dry rag, a sack or something, and brush that off with some leaves. If it's close to water, I'd go there and wash that off.
Yeah.
Or you'd have a lot of ups and downs that way, where you were out working around on the farm.
Well, now, did your mother ever go out in the garden maybe and get something to pretty up the house? She'd go out and get some, have something growing out in the garden. She'd bring them in and put them in a something.
Yeah, they growed some flowers in the garden and some decoration, you know. Maybe put them in a little jar. Truck something and put some water in there and set them on the table around.
You didn't have, just had jars, you didn't have
a flower vase. She had some vases, she kept them, some flowers in nearly all the time.
I see. And after dinner, the dishes were dirty and you had to.
I'd sort of give them a once over, you know. You call them washing them.
Well,
take a little soap and warm water and a rag, and they'd go over them, you know, wash them, and they put them over in another, and then rinse them in another rag, and dry them off and stack them in the shelf. Now some of them's got washing machines, they just put them in our dishwasher, and they'll slosh them around a while, and then that water goes out, and then they'll rinse them, and that water goes out, and then I think they blow them dry then, don't you, Floyd?
I don't know.
No, we never did have one of them. We just had one of them two-hand dishwashers.